In Durban, South Africa, a common view of intolerance comes into focus. After 9 days of contentious debate, delegates to the World Conference Against Racism have just adopted a formal declaration. The language of the declaration seems to resolve differences over how the conference should address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the legacy of slavery. Wrangling over these issues bedeviled the proceedings and delayed today's vote. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from the conference. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And can you describe what the agreement on the Middle East seems to be?
Coming into the conference, the Arab states were insisting on calling Israel a purveyor of a new form of apartheid. All of that is gone. In fact, the language honors the Holocaust. It decries anti-Semitism. It also condemns Islamophobia and declares the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination. So something for both sides. But whether it belonged in this document at all is still a source of debate. Traditionally, one country or one conflict doesn't get singled out in venues like this. Mm-hmm. But it was clear from the anti-Israel tone that led up to this forum, that there was no way the conflict was going to go unaddressed here.
Let me ask about this huge issue, certainly that's also dominated attention here. Have the European mm-hmm. states, who did not walk out of the conference, and others, actually apologized for Western imposed slavery and colonialism?
Well, the conference declared slavery a crime against humanity and issued a carefully worded apology. The apology comes in the form of acknowledgement rather than acceptance of responsibility, and that's disturbed some Black American groups and Caribbean states. The language says the conference profoundly regrets the massive human suffering caused by slavery, mm-hmm. and it talks of restoring the dignity of victims.
Any sort of commitment, cash commitment to pay, if not reparations, something to establish funds for development, other ideas that have been bruited about?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. There is no moral obligation here. There is no legal obligation to pay. Mm-hmm. But there's a moral obligation to halt and reverse the consequences. And the word reparation isn't used. Instead, it calls for redress and remedies along the lines of South African President Thabo Mbeki has proposed for what he calls the African Renaissance, which is debt relief, market access, direct foreign investment. So aid, but no compensation.
Mm-hmm. In the little time we have left, Julie, does any nation leave this conference with any kind of formal binding commitment, legal commitment?
No binding legal commitments, but they are urged to carve out plans of action to combat racism in their own countries. And I think there is also, as this conference closes, an overwhelming sense that the U.S., by not being here, has marginalized itself. It left the table too early, and that the Americans will be the losers in the long run.
Julie, thanks very much. Julie McCarthy in Durban, South Africa.